Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. The Angel Lady Sue Storm is here. And we're getting ready to kick it up. For those of you, live call-in show, it starts now. 1-800-930-2819. Someday we're going to get Sue on Facebook. I'm not sure when. She said, oh, next time. She said that like 4 months ago. 1-800-930-2819. This is where you can call in. You can get your angels. You can ask a question. But I will tell you what the topic is today, and it's an important one. It is the angels to manifest miracles. Now, this idea of miracles has a couple of different meanings to it. We're going to hear from Sue Storm in a second. For those of you that know Sue, you know she is a speaker, an author, prosperity consultant. She has several books that have come out, jumped all over the place, been on radio, television, number one sellers, and she works with people all over the world. Why? Because she knows how to call in that energetic angel intuition messaging to help. Now, you're probably thinking, help with what? Well, that's what today's show is about. I'm Dr. Pat, as many of you know. Some of you may not know that. I am the host of the Dr. Pat Show. And the fact that we were talking about something in the last show, and I literally read it from a message from our programmer, that is a miracle. It's a miracle. But what do you have to do about miracles? Well, if you're Coldplay, you've written a song. I think, Benny, didn't they do the song Miracles?
I believe so. I will have to double check that.
We'll double check, but can I give you another one? Jefferson Starship. Oh, boy. Nobody was born here when that was like Jefferson Starship. Miracles. Many songs on miracles. Do you believe in miracles? There is and was a group of Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. And I got to tell you, they were a miracle. Smokey Robinson, the whole thing, they were a miracle. But what does this really mean? And why is it in our society that we have somehow stepped away from our connection to angels and have put it under a group of very, very small numbers of people that can only have this done? But yet, why do you hear stories about people like Steve Jobs or other people, Mother Teresa or other people that are changing the world? What is it about those people? What do they tap into? That's today's show. Sue, great to have you.
And when you said in the beginning, you may not know that I'm Dr. Pat. Well, everybody knows you.
We have some new people.
You're a very popular lady.
Call me Ping Pong Patty today.
All right.
You know, I am starting to realize that after 16 years doing this, it's true. People know who you are. But even after 16 years doing this, it's really a new day for me. We're so called to do so much more to help people, and we're doing it. And that was a miracle I shared this morning. But let's talk about miracles, right?
Okay.
Look, I watched the Seattle Seahawks last week. I think Benny put it, better than I did. We've watched them now 3 weeks in a row. At the end of every game, we're like, oh, my God, that was a miracle. Why was that a miracle? But we use the term miracle for things like that. We just don't use it as an option that's available to us average people. tell us what the angels think about that.
Okay. So a miracle is something that just happens and you weren't expecting it. Or you were asking for it, wishing for it, thinking about it, but thinking it was down the road. For instance, and I call it time taken out. For instance, if you work really hard, you might make $50,000 in a year. But if you win the lottery, woo, that's a miracle, and you have the money right there. So it's time taken out. So you may think, you know, wish for something, wish you could have it, wish you could get a new car, and then all of a sudden you win a new car. But also, Dr. Pat, these are big miracles. And
yeah.
I believe that if you notice little miracles, and the angels tell me that, then larger miracles happen for you. It's kind of being aware of the little miracles that happen every single day. And they do.
No. Well, Sue, one of the things I want to say about it is there is an energy of us where we give up before we start. Let me just explain it. Now, look, in Hinduism, they use the idea of miracles as episodes of liberation of the spirit. So they have like a whole different mythology. Wondrous acts, right, are performed in the purpose of bringing spiritual liberation, right? So that's a spiritual expansion perspective. But there's this idea between miracle and possibility. And sometimes, and I'm sensing this from people today, when we let go of hope and possibility, right, we start to shut the door on the energy of miracles, and we don't even ask for help. And I think what you do with the angels is you say, wait a minute, we can give you insight. You can get help. Call upon that which can give you help. How long have you been doing this where you provide that for people?
How long have I been doing this?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. About 82? How long is that? A long time.
No, right.
Yeah.
So you're immersed in it, right?
Right.
Out of the gate comes a book called A Course in Miracles. That changed the lives of so many of us, right? When we got our hands on that, we're like, what is this? And so those of us that put our hands on the book, Course in Miracles, what we thought is, we're going to get like miracles. No, you're going to do a lot of work. You open that book, Course in Miracles, that is going to be about learning about stuff. Because everything involves time and space and perception, right? It says that when it involves everything involving time, space, and perception, it's illusory, right? It's that thing where it's hard to put our finger on. But there's a perceptive level of miracles. And sometimes we just don't want to ask the angels for help. It's not big enough. Sue. Did I lose Sue? Did I lose me?
Oh, no. I thought I lost you. I'm here.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you ask me a question?
Yeah. Why don't we go to break? Let's go to a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to take calls and 1-800-930-2819. Want to know your angels? Want to get some questions? Give me a call. We'll be right back.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's M as in Mary, jp99@gmail.com now. To receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? Tune in to A Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We discuss the evolution of the modern mind and how the power of awakening, healing, and connecting allows us to step into living a life of love in action. For more information about me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune into Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit livingyourgifts.com. That's livingyourgifts.com.
Tales from the Merworld with Amira Beth, exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria, airing every second and fourth Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Tales from the Merworld Radio is a blend of mythology, theology, and ancient history, and Amira's own soul channelings. Are you ready to explore and validate the possibility that we are much more than our Earth bodies? Amira Beth's Tales from the Merworld Radio holds safe space discussions for remembrances and memories of topics like multidimensional existences and simultaneous lives. Together, we will be raising our vibrations through stimulating conversations and the opening and releasing of the remembrance of our soul purposes for this incarnation. Join me, Amira Beth, for Tales of the Merworld Radio.
Are you a feminine entrepreneur and you're tired of being stuck in the making just enough money trap? I hear you. I'm Julie Steelman, and I just released a brand new masterclass about how to unlock the three secrets to creating a financial breakthrough in your business. Come on over to calledbyfreedom.com. I'm going to walk you through the three things you need to do to create that financial breakthrough you've been craving. Come on over to calledbyfreedom.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. We're talking about miracles today with Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. For more about Sue, go to theangellady.net. Sue, this is a time really where I love for you to talk to our listeners because they are able to call in. They're able to get a reading. They're able to get their angels. But very specifically, they're able to get help with their own personal miracles. Tell us how that works.
Absolutely. You can call in and you can get the names of your personal angels. And these are the angels that are with you for your life's purpose. And Archangel Michael says, if you're doing your life's purpose, there's less bumps in the road. So learn your life's purpose. It's very beneficial. Call in and get the names of those angels. And then if you have a question, be very specific about your question. If you have a question about your relationship, about a health issue that's been bugging you, and a career. The angels are really good, and right now it's important. If you have a question on your career, or if you have a question on a business, and a business issue, and in the COVID world, I'm sure there's a lot of questions about income. And I don't even know what else, health, income, emotional stability. We can handle all of them. So call in, get your little mini reading, find out who your angels are, especially the ones for your life's purpose, and we're on a roll.
So during the live call-in, tell folks what they can get.
During their call-in?
Today. Yeah,
today. As far as their angel names and their mini reading. So who are your angels? And you get your little mini reading on a question that you want to ask. And again, I'm going to say be specific about your question. Just don't say, tell me about your future, my future. I'm not a psychic. I am an angel lady, so I need to connect with the angels on a specific question. And then we're off.
1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Sue, I want to get a sense from you about you're working with people day in, day out. What's on their minds without revealing who they are?
Sure, absolutely. Most often, it's about a relationship. These days, for some reason, it's more about children. The issues around children or relationships with children. Quite often it's about a career change. They're in a career that doesn't suit them. You know, they're making money, they're in a good career, but they're just plain not happy. How do they become more happy? How do they... And the other thing is, I tell them, don't just quit. I first clear their blocks. I get them stronger, them healthier, and then give them relationship technique so that, you can get along with your boss. This is how you do it. Like one lady said to me, I don't know when to leave. I don't know how to approach my boss. What do I say? And I gave her that information. So it's it can be about improving your life, improving your career. One lady was starting an acupuncture practice, and she was referred to me, and wow, I mean, she within months has her own office. It has a full schedule, you know, but we also worked on emotional things and relationship things, and it's just a combination. And very seldom do I get a call specifically about a COVID issue. I thought for sure when that happened that would be a source of, you know, interest. How do your angels help you? But it hasn't been. It's been about usual issues.
Well, let's talk about this, Sue, because you and I and Benny, we have gone through a number of years where, you know, there were things that we just didn't know would be possible to manifest. And the angels work in kind of mysterious ways, but maybe kind of not. And what I mean by that is that when we think about it, we sometimes get surprised that what we actually ask for might actually materialize. And so what kind of miracles have you seen over years that have happened for some of your folks? And you write about them in your books, but let's share some of those stories.
You know, here's one of the things that, remember we talked about time going out.
Yeah.
I had a lady call me who was on a list for an apartment. She was way down, I think 34 on the list. And I said, okay, let's ask for a miracle. Let's talk to your angel. And sure enough, within a week, I don't know what happened to all those people in the middle, but in a week they called her and said the apartment's available. To me, that's a miracle. It's the time was taken out. So in another little situation, silly little situation, a lady told me that she was looking for a salt lamp. And she's in the in Hawaii, and she's in an area that is, you know, farm area. She couldn't figure out where she'd find one. And she went to Home Depot to buy some lumber, and there was a salt lamp. And I said, and then she emailed me, I have a miracle. These are even little miracles, and but also big miracles. One lady was running for office. This is another one. She was running for a political office. And when she came to see me, it was 9 months ahead of the election, and
wow.
She said only 30% of the people even knew her name. She won.
Wow.
We created, you know, specific thoughts. We raised her vibrations. We sent out the right messages telepathically. A lot of this is about like attracts like, the law of attraction. So we just got her energy up. We got her level of attracting up. That helps with a miracle, too. And a lot of times, miracles don't happen because you're blocked by some of your own thoughts and experiences. So we clear those out. That's the first thing I do. Clear out all the old and then bring in the new. And then the miracles start to happen.
You
Is
know,
that helpful?
One of the things... Yeah, one of the things you talked about, which I want to get to, is the clear out the old part, because I don't think we talk about that enough. You know, when I start to think about this and I think about the people that have called into the show, you know, as well as, you know, the people that you work with and certainly that connect with us, I'm really struck by the fact we don't address the idea of clearing out the old, right? And so there's so many layers of that. And that's today part of what we're doing. What I want to do, I want to go to the phone. We've got Rose from Greenville calling in. And I'm going to let Mr. Benny turn that over to us.
Hi there. I have a question. I have three daughters. And my middle daughter, that's 39, my question is, I've been having some issues with off and on through the years with my middle daughter who has two children. She's just very difficult to get along with. And so just if there's anything you can help me with, that would be wonderful with us having a better relationship.
Okay. So have you gotten your angel? Should we start there? Would you like your...
Sure.
Oh, okay. So could I have the name one more time? I'm not sure I heard it.
My name's Rose.
Okay, great. Okay. So your archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication. And then you have Rachel, who's the angel of inspiration. And your money angel is Katrina, the angel of prosperity. Okay, and what I would do, again, if you were working with me, if you
yes.
want to call for the Dr. Pat special, we'll talk about that. But what I would do is find out what created the relationship rift, you know, where does it go
mm-hmm.
back to? And then also clear some of the patterns that you have that might block, people call them, that might be holding you back. Because once we change where you are, that changes everything. I want to go off on something because, Dr. Pat, you've asked me about this. I had a lady call who had was working on herself, and what she noticed is that other people teach her new tricks, but also treat her nicely is what I really wanted to say. I don't know where my head went. But they started to compliment her, and they started to do things for her, and they started to appreciate her. So this is all about raising your vibration, and that's where I would start. Then the other
yes.
thing is, when all else fails in any situation, I just do this. Angels send blessings to the situation with my daughter, and myself. Just angels send blessings to the situation. Those words for any difficulty that somebody can't seem to figure out.
Well, that sounds great, yes.
Yeah, and then angels raise my vibrations an octave, a musical octave. I get yours going up. Angels raise
mm-hmm.
my vibrations an octave. I think
okay.
you're so stuck. Here's what the angels are saying. I think you're so stuck in the fact that it's not going to get better, like Dr. Pat was talking about the hope. You know, you've tried everything you know, but we'll give
mm-hmm.
you some new we'll give you some new tools to try.
Okay, that sounds great. Yes, I appreciate that.
Should I give? I'll give you my direct line.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, it's 800-323-1790. That's to call me, Sue Storm,
yeah.
as opposed to Dr. Pat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
well, thank
that's
you.
Cool.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you,
good.
Yeah. Let's take a short break. Benny, if we could. We're taking your calls. 1-800-930-2819. If you want to find out more about Sue, you can go on over to theangellady.net. When we come back, more about miracles and making it happen with me, Dr. Pat, and Sue Storm. We'll be right back.
I hear people say that wisdom is hard to find and a lifelong struggle to master. We live at a time where limitless wisdom is only a mouse click away, and as for mastery, there's good news here as well. Timeless Wisdom has your back. The wisdom traditions know the truth of who you really are, a limitless, magnificent, universal being. The ancient wisdom traditions are waiting to give you all the help you need. There is a beautiful Sanskrit verse, padam padam, step by step. This means that at every step, all the knowledge and energy you need is there waiting. You just have to take the next step. So remember, timeless wisdom has your back. Hi, I'm Sarah Main, creator of Conscious Confidence at Timeless Wisdom and host of Conscious Confidence Radio. Learn how to take your next best step with my Fuse program. Buy my book, Conscious Confidence, at consciousconfidence.com today and get started.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? Tune in to A Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We discuss the evolution of the modern mind and how the power of awakening, healing, and connecting allows us to step into living a life of love in action. For more information about me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Is that Jefferson Starship?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Yeah. That's like Grace Slick, right? Does anybody even know or remember Grace Slick? Gracie Slick? No. Wow, that is really dating me. Oh, my goodness. Woo! That is like, oh, boy, I got to have a flashback to those days with me just out of crazy town right there. Yep. Disco Diddy. That be me. Today's show is about, it's a miracle. I tell you, it's a miracle. I'm going to preach at you now, Benny. It's a miracle. It's a miracle that something happened to me and the change happened. Change happened. Woo! Thank you. Thank you, angels. Sue Storm, the angel lady, is here joining us today. And yeah, I could count the miracles on every stone in my yard here. That's how many miracles I believe I've had help with in my life. And I will admit this, Sue. Been times in my life where I didn't recognize they were miracle, and I learned to really recognize and be grateful for them. I think the hardest thing to attract a miracle is to be in a place of a disconnect between gratitude for wherever you are. And that is not an easy lesson. Before we keep going, I want to say we've got phone lines open. Do you want to know your angels? You'd like to have a mini reading? What's on your mind? What's on your heart? 1-800-930-2819. And Sue, how do people find out more about you and give everybody an update on what you got for them?
Yeah, you know, this is the website is theangellady.net, theangellady.net. And then the 800 number to reach me for your real session, where we get in there and move your vibrations and get you going is into the life that you want, is 800-323-1790, 800-323-1790. And let's see. I just wanted to tell you that I decided to do another crazy deal with the Dr. Pat special. You know, you always do the Dr. Pat special, and it's been you pay for one half hour and you get the second half hour at no cost. For some reason, my angel said to do a one-time special. It's going to be two half hours at no cost. So you pay for one half hour of my time and the angel's time, and you get a full hour at no charge. Oh, my goodness. I said to them, are you sure? And they said yes. So that's a one time for this show.
Well, I mean, this is really what happens when we come out and we look at things in that way. I had a guest on the last show, and I'm always fascinated about what comes up at different points in time in my life. And so one of the things that happened was, you know, we were working with the I Ching. right? And I do believe the I Ching and the angels and the whole idea of it is really been this collaboration between these benevolent beings operating out there and popping around. So we were talking about some of the cards that just, well, they didn't even pop out. One card in particular just didn't get shuffled, so it just sat there. And I was fascinated by how insightful the energies of that which cannot see are in helping us succeed in where we want to go. And I think that's the conversation of miracles. And that's why we've opened up the phone line. So one of the things I want to be able to do is just hop over, make sure we're talking to people. And I like, Sue, that you asked them if they get their angels, because that's important. So Susan in Bellevue, Benny's going to connect us now.
Susan, hello? Are you there?
Hi, Susan. Yeah.
Oh, hi, hi, Dr. Pat. Hi, Sue. I've not got any reading from Sue. Particularly focusing on finding a new home.
Okay, I'm having a little difficulty. She's going in and out.
Yeah, it was her signal. Yeah, some insight on finding a new home.
On buying a new home?
Finding
a new home.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Oh, great. And by the way, I always notice things, and when you said that, the room just lit up. Oh, the sun just came out. The room just lit up. All right. So do you have a, well, let's start with the angels. Have you got your angels' names? Let's start there.
Not recently, sure.
Okay. So your archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication. And then you also have Bettina, Bettina. That's the angel of creativity, because you're going to use that with your new home. And then you have Timothy is your money angel. So that's really good. He's the angel of good fortune. Okay.
Nice.
Okay. So Calvin is the angel of real estate. And Calvin is the one that would help you find your home. Darian, D-A-R-I-A-N, is the angel of comfortable housing. So he's the one. You got the Darian? D-A-R-I-A-N, Darian, comfortable housing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Darian.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
So but okay. Those two angels are the ones that are going to help. But there's another one, Laramie, L-A-R-A-M-I-E. Laramie is the angel of discovery. He helps you find things.
Oh, good.
And the room just got light. It lit up again. Okay, so your angels are listening. They want you to find that house. And you okay? And so ask those angels to help you. Have you?
Okay.
I don't know how far along you are. Have you gotten a real estate agent yet? Or
oh yes, no. We're in the middle of it. It's just a difficult market.
Okay.
Even though
it doesn't need to be difficult. You just need one house, right?
That's correct.
Right. Okay. So you angels, raise my vibrations an octave. Let's get your vibrations up. Let's get the right house on the market and get those angels to help you find it.
Great.
And
okay,
my sense is you will. It might not. Hold on 1 minute.
My sense
not,
is
I will. Might not be on the market yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which
my
is why you
is
haven't
you
found
too.
It.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question, Susan?
Yes.
How do I put this question? What are they asking me to ask you? Oh, shooting too low. What does that mean?
What
does shooting
that?
Too low mean?
It's a hard time hearing you, actually, Dr. Pat.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with this. Can you hear me now?
No, that's better, yes.
Yeah. What does shooting too low mean? Is there a house? Yeah, is there like a house you want, but you're like, oh, no, I can't afford that. I'll never get it. Right? Do you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Is any of that going on?
Not, Not really, not particularly, no.
Okay.
Well, yes, and it's yes and no. I'm back.
That's what I'm talking about, right?
I got the same thing that she's settling for less than she really, really wants.
Yeah.
That's what I got too.
Yeah. So we have got to help you just stay in the possibility of what you desire, and then let's see what shows up. Because the thing that's happening now is we're in a really expansive astrological time. You know, Jupiter is going to hang out here in Capricorn for a little bit longer, but it's the idea of playing not to lose as opposed to playing to win is a difference, right?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you ever play a game or cards or ping pong or whatever it is, you can stay in the game and just try to keep in the game while the other person on the other side is winning.
Right.
So this is about you holding, I'm winning. Oh, I sound like Charlie Sheen now. Like the idea of it's out there and it's going to be exactly what I want or better. And yeah, that's it. That's what I got. Sue, how about you?
I think so, too. I think it's just not the timing isn't right yet. Your miracle's coming. This is what direct from the angels. Your miracle's coming. The timing wasn't right. So go for it.
That's good. We're patiently waiting. As I've looked at 50 homes, and not one of them are even considered.
I looked at 93 once. I looked at 93 homes once.
That's quite a few.
Yeah,
maybe I'll beat you in that.
Yeah, at the 53 mark, I started to feel like you. I really did. What did I do to shift that energy? Let me think. Oh, I know what I did. What I did was I said to the realtor, okay, stop. Stop taking me to these places. I want you to take me to places that are at least 30% over whatever budget you think I have. And I want you to do that for a week. I said, stop. Stop doing this. And because what was happening to me, I saw something here or something there. I mean, it just was an energy that I think I was picking up from my realtor, right? I don't know if you know what I mean. But like the realtor was like, well, you got I'm like, dude, by the time I buy this, the interest rate dropped 3 points and I could afford that 30%. So there you go. So that was the way I had to shift that energy for me. It was like, I'm going to have some fun with this. Take me to some home I never thought in a million years that I would envision. And boy, after a week of that, man, that was a different shift for me.
Okay. Well, we'll give it a shot here. So we will.
Yeah. Well, sometimes
and you may want to call me for a session, too. We can do, I didn't mean to interrupt, but we can do a little more. And I can kind of help you. I got some tricks.
Let's
I call
let's
them angel
it.
Tricks. We call them techniques, but they're tricks. Let's see if we can work some to help you. There you go.
And don't forget, sometimes realtors, I have a couple of friends that are realtors, and we talk a lot, and they say sometimes they need to be inspired too. And so give it a shot.
Certainly will. Nothing.
Okay, thank you.
Can only help. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
All right, 1-800-930-2819. I got to tell you that is the absolute case for me. That was it. I never really thought that I would be able to build my own home, live on 4 acres in the most beautiful place. It was like, what? Is that possible? And then just one day we decided, why don't we drive over there? You know, and it was in Linda's mom's neighborhood in Neshannock. And we just had driven by there before. And it was like, no way. There's no way. You know what I'm saying? It's like, there's no way you're going to live here. There's absolutely no way you're going to live here. And lo and behold, we go over and we start to look. And then there's this whole new property with new developments. And they just so happen to want to fill that spot. So they are basically giving them homes away. But you had to wait to build them. Didn't care about that. Benny, let's take a short break. When we come back, more with Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, 1-800-930-2819.
How do we authentically express? Hi, I'm Lisa Marie Shakti Ma with Divine Transmissions Radio, and I'm here to help you answer that question. First off, what is authentic expression? This is when we express from our authentic self, our heart, as opposed to our false self, our mind, or our trauma. Why do we want to do this? Because within this space, divine intelligence resides. Divine intelligence is always expressing for the higher good of all involved. The first step is just to take one or a couple of slow, deep breaths. The second step is to drop your awareness into your heart, either with your intention and your focus, or through the energy of gratitude and love. The third step is just feel. Allow what wants to be expressed from that space and allow that authentic expression through.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Get your goddess groove on with me, Laura Hosford. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where I offer you authentic channel messages of love, inspiration, and heart healing grace. Get your goddess groove on. When the goddess speaks, everyone listens. For more information, visit LauraHosford.com. That's LauraHosford.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the Energy Paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The Energy Paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
Hi, this is Kimberly Carlson, and I would love for you to tune into All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on TransformationTalkRadio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at KimberlyCarlson.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Sue Stern, the Angel Lady, is joining us here today. Sue, again, I think we have time for one more caller if you want to, 1-800-930-2819. Would you tell folks how they can find out about you, work with you? But more importantly, I want to know what the miracle angels are.
Okay. So how you you go to the angel, A-N-G-E-L, lady. .net, theangellady.net, theangellady.net. Okay, there you go. And you can also ask me a question and get some success techniques at no charge. So go check out that website. My 800 number is 800-323-1790 if you'd like a session with me, consultation, Dr. Pat Special, remember to ask for that. And in your consultation, it depends on what you want, but the angels help you get there quickly, easily, effectively. It's a unique experience. And after the first time talking to the angels, you're just going to feel different, feel better, be more energized. It's a rewarding experience. I don't know how else to describe it. So, and then do you want me to tell them about the Dr. Pat Special? Was that what you said as well?
Sure.
Okay. So the Dr. Pat Special for this one-time show is you pay for one half hour and you get 2 half hours in addition at no charge with your angels. So you get a full hour with your angels, talking to them, asking them questions, finding out anything you want to know, things you've wondered about your whole life. And that's Dr. Pat Special for this one-time show.
So thank you. I want to come full circle back to miracles. And
okay.
We didn't talk about how we can talk with the angels to get them to help us with the miracles.
Oh,
and
sure.
So I know you got a few secret tips to talk with people on, but let's give people a little bit of an instruction if you could.
Sure, absolutely. Okay. So if you have a request of your angel, such as you're looking for a new house or you're looking for a new car or a new job, or you just, one lady wanted to get along better with her daughter, if you have a request of your angel, make that request before you go to bed at night, because they don't sleep, and they can work on it throughout the evening. So that's one thing. But when you angel messages come in on the breath, so take a couple of deep breaths and then just ask your angels a yes or no question. Start out with simple yes or no questions, like Serena is the angel of nurturing. Serena, are you there for me? And then just wait. You'll hear the answer, feel the answer. Sometimes they type it out for me. You might see the answer. And then as you're getting more used to hearing how your or feeling how your angels respond to you, then take it into something a little bit more involved than a yes or no question. But definitely, they have heard you. Women get like an intuition, a voice from nowhere, something that just tells them what to do. That's the angels. Men get what they call a gut reaction or a hunch. That's the angels. So they've been with you. You've heard them. It's just a matter of you knowing that that's the voice that you're hearing. Would that help?
So in the world we're living in today, let's talk about some miracles and what the angels suggest to help people get through the rest of the year. It is by far one of the more difficult years we have experienced ever for a lot of us, and it really does require an extraordinary support. Tell us what they can do.
Okay. So it call on the angel. And again, if you email me, SueStorm@earthlink.net or TheAngelLady@Comcast.net, I'll send you an angel guide. So call on the angel that's best for the situation. You can always say, angels, help me with my income. Angels, help me keep my job. But if you know which angel to call on, that's really beneficial. So Katrina is the angel of prosperity. If you need additional prosperity at this time, if you need more balance in your life because of what's going on, Robert is the angel of balance. And usually it's around income, and fear. If you're panicked or you're in fear, take your deep breath, talk to Serena, that angel of nurturing, and let her help you. Let the angels help you. The angel of peace is William. He's the angel of enlightened peace. That could be beneficial. What else would we need? And just to have hope. You know, Archangel Michael said that the message from the angels is you're never alone and there's always hope. And if we can end the show with that, or if we can just put that into everybody who's listening's heart and mind, you are never alone, and there is always hope. Here we go.
Yeah, I think, Sue, it is really one of the most powerful, powerful places to get to. It's not always easy to get there, but it is that place where you will get the heart that may be scared to open, that may be challenging us to think small, that may be warning us that the good old days are gone, and that is just not the truth. That's not the way angels work, is it?
Well, COVID could kind of, wear itself out, whatever it does, at some point, and we could contain it. That could be a miracle, but why not ask for it, right?
Yeah, and I think what we're seeing is miracle after miracle after miracle. You know what I think is a miracle? Zoom. Zoom is a miracle. When Zoom,
it is.
When Zoom, Zoom is a miracle. When Zoom first came out, we got on it. And we went back to all of our networks and say, we're switching. We're switching from Skype to Zoom. Zoom. Everything Zoom. And we watched Zoom grow. And actually, we're going to be entering into a partnership with them. And we watched them grow and change. And they were ready. And the parts of them that weren't ready, do you know when they had security stuff go on? It took them almost no more than like 30 hours to respond. In the world we live in, Zoom has become the connector miracle of our lives right now. If that's not a miracle, and whoever those people are at the Zoom, I can't even begin to tell you what is. Everything is happening. They're doing Zoom. They're doing doctor's appointments. They're doing surgery. I mean, this is like a phenomenon you could not have predicted. That is my miracle maker of the day.
And I agree completely. My daughter was saying to me, what would our life be like, Mom, with you, you know, being shut in like that and me nodding, wanting to get real close to you if we didn't have Zoom? You know, Zoom keeps us together. It keeps our love going. It's wonderful.
Yeah. So for those of you out there, and I have no affiliation with Zoom whatsoever, I don't make any money off of anybody that uses Zoom. I just know it's been a lifesaver for our business, for our family. For people in my family that have been ill, believe me, did a session with Mary Jane Mack the other day. And by the way, Mary Jane Mack, that is the person you want to get your hands a hold of to get yourself some nutrition. Sue, thank you for today. Give out your website and let's roll on.
All right. TheAngelLady.net. TheAngelLady.net. There we go.
Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on, and remember to make some miracles. Hold on to it, let it go, and open to receive. We'll see you next time.
Expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.